Hallelujah. Once again, I welcome you to Emmanuel Prayer Line. And today we want to focus on the kingdom mandate on love. That's the
Amen.
kingdom language about love. Hallelujah. And
Amen.
there are a few things that we shall be looking into. We shall look into the language of love in the world's sight or in the perspective of the world, how the world sees what the word of the Lord talks about love is. Hallelujah. And again, we shall see the dynamic, we shall see the true meaning of love, the true meaning of love. And then we shall also look at the dimensions of God's love. How is God's love like? Amen. And then
Amen.
we shall look about how love came about, how love came about. Amen. And then we shall also see how to demonstrate godly love, how to demonstrate godly love. So today the message is very deep. There is a lot of stuff that will be going on here today by God's grace. So please, if your scriptures are close to you, I will endeavor that you pick it up. And if you have your Bibles, your pens and your papers also ready, I want you to take notes. Hallelujah. Because the message
Amen.
that is coming on here, because it's a teaching message, there's a lot of scriptures that comes out. Hallelujah. It's not like a preaching word of exhortation that one can just be preaching at you. No, I prefer us all to study the word together. Amen.
Amen.
And so please,
Amen.
this month of March, let your heart be open for more from the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he will give us. He will give us more. Amen. Because I'm hungry to know how heaven reacts to matters on earth here. What will heaven do in terms of love? How is the language of love is in terms of the institutions that we are living in on earth here. So it's very important that you and I we begin to walk in this dimension by God's grace. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I have seen somebody on the platform that the Lord has moved you into your own place of residence. And it was like in a Bosan like the time that you set for yourself, the Lord shortened the time for you because he made all things beautiful in the time that he had set for you. So he moved you into your own before the time that even you planned to get there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know if you
Amen.
understand, which means that the
Amen.
time of your life
Oh.
has been shortened by God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
Yes, God can
Jesus.
take you to your own in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I've seen somebody going into your own. Hallelujah. You will get there in the
Amen.
name of Jesus Christ. I say you will
Amen.
what? Get
You
there
will get
in
there.
the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus
In the
Christ.
name of Jesus.
Amen.
Get
I
there.
have seen somebody also, you are making some decisions about some very strategic thing of your life, especially your tomorrow, the future of your life. And it looks like you are turning between like two opinions. Hallelujah. And it looks like the man of God is giving you one opinion, but your heart is also giving you another opinion. I want you to take some time in prayer. Hallelujah. We thank God for men of God, but we thank God for the voice of God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for the
Amen.
voice of God. And I pray that the Spirit of God will speak to you candidly what you need to do and where you need to stand by the leadings of His Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your tomorrow become much more blissful, become much more beautiful. Hallelujah. In Jesus'
Amen.
mighty name.
Amen.
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 Coming up, but let's go into the Word of God. Let's go into the Word of God. That's more important. That will bless us more in Jesus' mighty name. So now we want to talk
Amen.
about the language of love concerning the kingdom perspective. Amen. The language of love
Amen.
concerning the kingdom's perspective. And those who have connected from anywhere, we welcome you to Emmanuel Prayer Line. Thank you so much for joining in today. And please invite a friend, share the link that you have with somebody out there, and let them also be blessed by it, by God's grace. Already, we
Amen.
have posted, we have published
Amen.
a couple of messages. Last week's message is online already. I sent it, I think, this morning or last night. I forgot to what time, but I've sent last week's message. It's online. All the prayers we have prayed last week and in the month of February is already online for free. Yes, you can go there and download it. We pay it on this side. You go there, download it for free. so that you can bless by you can be blessed by it. Amen. So please go there. A couple of them has been published out. You can download as many up to 10,000 times. That's our limit that we have paid. That each
email
is capable of downloading one single message 10,000 times. We have paid for that. Yes. So you have the freedom to be able to enjoy yourself with the word of God. And also the prayers. Hallelujah. The prayers in Psalm 16 that we prayed about. It's one of the prayers I was praying last night. There were some things I wasn't so satisfied with. And I was praying about the same prayer. So I opened the Bible, went back to open the Bible, Psalm 16, to see it myself on my phone. And I was praying it out. I said, Father, let your name be glorified and have mercy on me in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You are my God, oh God. Apart from you, there is no good thing. Yes, yes, yes. So I began to rehearse the prayers we prayed again in the ears of the Lord. And all of a sudden, I could see things happening calmly in my spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. So please, pray for free. You can download it. And all you, even if you go, you don't want to download it, just pray along, play it and pray along it, alongside with it. And let the Lord be glorified in your life. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our focus of scripture or our anchor scripture will be found in the book of Matthew chapter 5 from 43 to 48. Matthew chapter 5 from 43 to 48. And we shall also look at something from the book of John 13, John chapter 13 verse 34 and John chapter 15 verse 19. And maybe even if we want to push it a little bit further, we shall look at something from chapter 17, verse 26. We're talking about Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 to 48. And we might look into John 13, verse 34. And maybe if the Spirit of God gives us the permission, we shall move into chapter 15 of the book of John, the ninth verse. And then maybe if God gives us more grace, we can switch on to chapter 17, verse number 26. Hallelujah. All talking about the love of God. And there is more scriptures coming anyway. So please brace yourself. Hallelujah. More scriptures coming. The Bible says that we have heard that it had been said that thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemies. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you. That's hard. That's a ouch moment. So do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Why? Verse 45. Why? That ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his son. Oh, I love that. When I was reading this scripture and I got to this place and I realized that the son belongs to God, all of a sudden a prayer point came into my mind. I hope that we can think about it maybe some time later. Said, for he maketh his son to rise upon evil and on the good.
Amen.
And sends rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the hypocrites or the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, What do you more than yourself or more than others? Do not even the publican or the hypocrites also do the same? Do ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. I will take the last verse again. The Bible said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven perfect. Hallelujah. This is stuff. Amen. These things in my spirit, is something that if we want to do it by ourselves, it will be almost impossible. Hallelujah. Because Amen. Standing in to pronounce a curse upon my life, to make my life unbearable, the Bible demands that I should not pronounce curse back to you. But what he wants me to do is to bless you. Hey, bless you? You are pronouncing a curse upon me and my lineage, but the word of the Lord says that I should not curse you back, but rather pronounce a word of blessing to you. I don't know how many of you have got the grace to endure this, but maybe forgive me, maybe I'm not righteous enough yet. Hallelujah. May the Lord have mercy on me. But the natural inclination that my heart would definitely do would say that, hey, if you pronounce curse upon me, then who should take this one? It's coming to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Mm-hmm. But the Bible says that that is the language of the world. That is the language of the world. Therefore, this leads me to the five language of the world that we speak about love, that we all do, the language of flesh that we all do. There are five of them that I have come to observe, and I've done a little bit of research on that. The first language of love is the words of affirmation. Words of affirmation, that men come to share their love with us, and what we do is to reciprocate, or we should show back the words that they give to us. For example, when they look at you, say, oh, you look attractive and nice, and you're a good person, they say, oh, thank you. We respond with kindness to them and show a sense of affection to whatever they say to us. And so when words comes to us, we also respond with kind words. And that is the love language, one of the love language of humanity or of flesh. Number two, active service. That what I give to you, you also give it back to me. So for example, when I celebrated my birthday a few days ago, and all of you were wishing me happy birthday, I, in the moment of love, also shared my blessings back onto you to say that, oh, God bless you for blessing me and stuff like that. And it's the same thing. Others say, oh, when it was my birthday, cry, you didn't even wish me any happy birthday. Why should I bother about your birthday? Forget about it. So we become people who give back to where we took from. So that becomes the language of this world concerning love. We can only give back to where we gain anything good from. Amen. The third point is giving. That is giving. It leads me to the point, third point, giving. Because we have received from someone, we think that the natural thing that we do is to give back to them. One day, I was discussing with somebody, and the person said to the person was going to give something to someone. And I said, please do not give to the person because the person did to you, but give to the person because you know that it is good to do so.
Amen.
And it began to open a dialogue between the two of us to be able to talk about it. And I said, listen, I understand what you are trying to do and the sentiment behind all that you're trying to do. But as a kingdom citizen, the Lord requires us to take extra initiative to move ahead of time. If I'm talking about ahead of time, we are moving to be able to make it good for others, even when they have not done anything good or deserving of anything good from us. In that the Bible says that we have perfected love because the Father lives in such kind of scenario. We will get to that place. So the natural love language of this world is that when you give to me, I give you back to you. Hallelujah. So you came to my funeral, I'm also coming to your funeral. But during the time of your funeral, you never came to mine. So I'm also I'm forgetting about yours. It happened in one of the platforms that I'm on, that sometimes when somebody loses somebody, a loved one, or somebody gets a bit of a challenge, we all summon together, the leaders set up a particular amount of figure that we contribute as a group, our secondary school, my secondary school group or university group, one of the groups, we put together amount of money, say, everybody, we are raising this amount, so everybody, your quota is this, and then we contribute and give it to the person. There is one of them who was on the platform and never contributed, whether in conversation, whether in chat, whatever we do on the platform, this person was still on the platform and never said one word. Never said whether good or bad, all contributions, nothing. And then after 3 or 4 years, we found out that she was also going through some difficult challenges in life. And then within the midst of the difficulties, losing her marriage, at the same time, she also endured the challenge of the passing of the father. And we had this thing going on with us that if you lose your loved ones, we are supposed to be there to help you. But when the matter came to the place of necessity and she needed the financial resources, she needed the help. Now, she managed to speak to one of the leaders and say, oh, I lost my father. And the person said, how are we going to help you? Because you don't contribute on the platform. You don't say a word on the platform. You don't contribute any money, monetary matters. No, nothing, zero. So what's going on with you? And the story was so many all over the place. And then by default, this leader said, look, we got to do something. So they posted the thing on the line. For 2 weeks, nobody responded to the post. 2 good weeks. 14 days, nobody, not one single person. I post on it every day. And I was hoping to check on all this. And then this scripture came to mind that we have to be perfect just as our father is perfect. I don't have to give because the person did give to somebody or give to me, but I have to show love. So all of a sudden, what I did was that I actually gave more than I have ever given to anyone on the platform that we wanted to contribute. So I gave twice, double. And the double that I gave, it stayed there for another 2 weeks and nobody would give. So I had to come on the platform and they took her name off the platform just so that after the contribution, we put her name back. That's what they usually do. So I came back on the platform. I said, families, listen, if we try to do give and take scenario on this matter because our sister has never contributed on the platform, then our Christian values are not being appreciated here. We have a couple of men of God on the platform, but this is the place we have to show one word called love. Because love to us does not speak that somebody is doing me good and so I have to do them good back. So when I did all this kind of lectures on the platform, all of a sudden everybody started giving. But it took us almost 2 months, which we usually get it done in about 2 weeks or maximum. 2 months before, we had about 10 or 15 people. And you can see that they were grudgingly and nobody ever gave more than I gave. And I said, how can this be? Others are all in other countries. Some of our colleagues are doing very well, but they will not even give some of the 100 cities, some of the 50 cities. And I said, look, you can do better. But because of love, they have chosen not to do so. That is the love in the understanding of flesh, in the understanding of men. And this is the language that the world speaks. Again, number four. One of the language the world speaks concerning love is that every quality that you've given to me, I give you that quality time back. So for example, you bless me with a nice book and a nice booklet. Oh, this is beautiful. So the next time I'm also giving to you, I'm not going to buy anything cheap, but rather I want to find something quality of a great value that your heart will be glad to know that what I gave to you has been valued and so I'm giving it back. When it comes to the kingdom, this is not how it works. Amen. And then the last one is physical touch. And this is usually found in the midst of couples who are trying to show a sense of affection for one another, which is good. It is good to have that kind of affection. That's the physical touch, to be able to touch one another and to be able to communicate, to be able to spend time with each other, to give others to others, to be able to also have words of affirmation and all kinds of activities that will keep the two of you, the bonding together. But when we are talking about the love in the kingdom perspective, it is different. It is different. And so let's go into the true meaning of love. the true meaning of love. Hallelujah. The Bible says in verse 44, so, but I say to you, love your enemies and bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. These are the people the Bible says that we should show them what love is, by way of giving them what we possess from our Father. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, the Bible says that God himself is love. Our Lord God, he is love. And for that matter, if we are trying to give back, or if we want to practice the give and take system in the face of love, what we have to give is what we have. Last week, I gave an analogy of a country that they had divided the country into north and the south. And then one side of the country managed to go and dump rubbish on the other side of the country, because that was what they thought that they were doing to spite them. And the other side also said that what you give, according to the system of love of God, because there were Christians on that side. So according to the system of the Christian values, what we give is what we have. And we have the love of God. And the love of God says that feed your enemies when they are hungry. Clothe them when they are naked. It says that we should shelter them and all that. So they also package a lot of goods, plenty of produce that are edible, that are still in due date and everything, and went out there and also dumped them. So people started going there, running for food and picking up groceries and stuff like that. Why? You give what you have. We, the sons of God, Jesus Christ says that we should not give hatred back for hatred. He says that we shouldn't give curses back for curses. He says that we shouldn't give persecution back for persecution. Whatever we possess, the word of the Lord says that we should give what the Father has given to us, and we will get there. Hallelujah. We will get there. The Bible says this. So, but God shows his love for us, that whilst we were still sinners, he sent his only begotten Son. Hallelujah. Yeah. That is the true meaning of love. That when I did not deserve, he came in there to stand in my stead by sending his only begotten Son. From Romans chapter 5, verse 8, the Bible says that he sent his only begotten Son, that through him I can be saved. And John 3:16 also echoes the same thing. The book of John also echoes the same thing. I believe that John 3:16, every one of you can have that quickly at the back of your mind. Hallelujah. So for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So you can see that love, in the actions of love, in the kingdom perspective, we give. Love in the kingdom's understanding, we give. Love in the kingdom's perspective, with the kingdom's explanation, is a matter of making sure that somebody's life comes in the place of comfort. Hallelujah. So whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Can you imagine that the Father, we have sinned against the Father, done all kinds of treachery against him, and yet because of his love, the depths of his love, we are forced, or we force ourselves to be able to get to that place of helping, to let him know that, Father, we are prepared. We are what? Prepared. To let your love speak. Hallelujah. This is very deep, people of God. This is very, very deep, that we have to show the love of God to those who are with us. We have to let them know that God is actually love, and the things that he has given to us is what we give back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. People of God, are you with me? Though the message of love is a bit deep. Are we here? Amen. Are we here?
Yes.
Everybody with me?
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
I think I don't have enough message with me. You know, someone says that see no evil, hear no evil, and talk no evil. Because this is hard. Amen. I understand. I understand. Hallelujah. I understand that it's not easy. Amen. But the word of the Lord requires us to be able to walk in this. So this leads me to the dimensions of the love of God. Hallelujah. I said what? The dimensions of the love of God. That the love of God does not come to the place of my strength. The love of God does not come to the place of my giving back. The love of God comes when my weakness is actually having much more volume than my strength. Did you hear what I said? That when my weakness comes in a place more than the place of my love or my strength, I hope you understand what I mean, that the Lord shows his love to me when I am weak. Hallelujah. So
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 3, let's open to the book of Ephesians chapter 3, and this is the apostle praying. Hallelujah. And he was praying, said from verse 14, he says that, for this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, one, so that Christ may dwell in you richly, hallelujah. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have the power together with all the Lord's people, hallelujah, to grasp. Because to understand the depth of God's love, you have to come in the place of unity. That is, we are not segregating, we are not pushing you aside because you cannot speak much tongues that I do speak, or you cannot sing better than I can sing, or you cannot preach better than I can preach. But the apostle is saying that for us to be able to see the dimensions of God's love, we have to come in the power of unity and in the strength of our Lord Jesus Christ, working through his Spirit in our inner man. And then we can be able to grasp the width and the length and the height and the depth of the love of God through his Son Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And to know how the love of God that surpasses the knowledge of men. Yeah. Verse 19 says, the love, to know this, that the love of God is surpasses the knowledge of men. Yes, it's true, because it's never natural. I remember years ago, I was driving, I was doing deliveries, and all of a sudden, I saw a woman driving a nice Porsche car. I've forgotten the name of the car, but it's a very, those petite cars, like smart mini cars, the kind of stuff, car, beautiful car. And she was in there with her dog, one of these Chihuahua dogs. And then all of a sudden, I saw her just, the bumper of the car was bouncing like that. And I said, this woman is about to short petrol. Because I'm a delivery man, so I was a delivery man, so I knew how it works. The 1 gallon mentality, you know. So I slowed down. I had to slow down for her, just so that I would know what was going on. And all of a sudden, I knew that there was something going on. And she was alone, single person in there, young lady, maybe her early 40s, a white lady. So all of a sudden, she swerved, trying to park in a safer place. But where she was, there was no safer place. So I parked behind her, put on my hazard lights, because it's a van. So with a van, a lot of people will see us, it will see you quicker. And so they stopped. And then I managed to go in there, and I said, you are short of petrol, isn't it? He said, yes. He said, don't worry, I've got you. He said, are you sure? I said, don't worry. And then I quickly came, helped her move to a safer place by pushing her. I said, put your car on a free, and then she managed to get it. She didn't even know all those kind of stuff. I want to show you how the love shows, if you want to prove love to those who don't like you in particular. And I didn't know anything about that kind of thing, that she did. She was kind of that people. you know, that they didn't like the color of our skin. And I just helped her. And the place from where she had lost the petrol to where another station was is a bit of a distance. She can't walk that. So I said to her, she shouldn't move anywhere. She shouldn't call any AA and all that. She should stay there and I will sort the things out. So I pulled a can from my car and I showed it to her. I said, wait, so let me give you money. I said, no, don't talk about money. I'm okay. I didn't have enough, you know, but I still sacrificed the little that I had, drove all the way to the petrol station, picked up a petrol for her, and then came to put it in her car. She started it and then she began to move. So she parked at a safer place and came back and said, I didn't know that you are like, you people are like that. And I'm so sorry. And she was now apologizing to me for what she has done and that I didn't know. And she gave me a hug, which I didn't like. Why? Because she had the fur of hair, the fur of a dog all over her. Because she was carrying a chihuahua in the car and the chihuahua is licking every part of her body and everything. And beautiful woman. And by the time she finished with my jacket is all full of, now I had to go and deal with dog hair in my body, you know? Yeah. So when she began to confess about her actions in the past, based on my actions in the present, now spoke a lot of language in her heart to know that there are people who do not pay evil for evil. Or there are kinds of people who walk out there who are not carrying a sense of hatred, a sense of revenge in their heart against their brothers and against their sisters. Last time we spoke about God being the one that avenged for us. Amen. And so the Bible wants us
Amen.
To display the love of God. The love of God, the Bible says that is deep. The Bible says that it has got length, it has got width, it has got height. And it has got depths. So if we want to walk in it, we need to research so that we can exhibit the same thing to our fellow brothers and sisters. Hallelujah.
Amen.
People of God, with this coming to mind, I want us to know that the love of God transcends beyond the weakness of man or what man can do. It is not about what we have done, but it's about what he has done. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The Bible says that, see what kind of love the Father has given to us. First John chapter 3, verse 1 says, see what kind of love that the Father has given to us. We should be called children of God. And he continued by saying that, and so we are. So from today, we didn't do anything to be called child of God. No. You did not pay for your penance, or as the other religious people do. We didn't put our head down and be knocking it till we get a mark on our forehead here. We are putting, we are doing something to show God. The Bible says that because of his love, the nature of God allowed us to be called his children. So love transcends beyond the weakness of man when it comes to the Christian love. If we want to show the God kind of love, he says that he calls you when you haven't called yourself. He said, this reason why the world does not know us, as this is how it is known. Because it's very delicate to see somebody coming to show you love upon all the evil that you've done. A police officer, I was reading something online, a police officer who arrested a guy and did wrong to the brother. The brother had done nothing wrong, but for the virtue of the father, he was not of his kind. He arrested him. He's a black guy. So he arrested him and then had to find a way to fabricate a story about this guy. So he planted something in his car. He did all kinds of stuff. And then it ended up that he had to go to prison. But in the prison, the guy knew that he had done nothing wrong. So he allowed his Christian virtues to play. And he had been praying in prison and doing all kinds of religious activities and everything. And this thing began to hit the man, the police officer hard in his own private activity, not knowing that he had done to several people. But this time around, there was a camera upon him. So the matter was apprehended and then he was exposed in the court. And then they began to check his track record and see the number of people that this only guy has always been getting people and putting them in jail and all that. How could he alone be the only one who has been doing this kind of thing? So they began to check all the record of this guy, and they found out that it wasn't true. So they began to also challenge him, and then he couldn't defend himself, and they put him in jail. He met this guy in jail, and now he had to approach the brother and to go and confess and apologize. And the brother, who had been jailed for years, now comes out and said, I won't hold a grudge against you. This brought the man who had the police officer who had been doing that bad behavior back to Christ, because he thought that the brother would be mad and go against, say, no. So my religion, what I believe in, does not allow me to pay you bad for good. Hallelujah. For all the things you've done for me, whatever bad you've done for me, the religion I'm in or the faith that I'm in does not allow me to be like that, because my God calls me his child. Hallelujah. And so if I'm a child of God, I have to exhibit the nature of God towards you. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Zephaniah, I hope this scripture doesn't come so familiar with a lot of people. We will read that scripture, Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. The Bible says this, said the Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will say, who will rejoice over you with gladness, who he will quiet you by his love, and he will exalt you over, he will exalt over you with his grace, and you will be saved. Which means that when you portray the love of God towards others, and it even leaves you in a place of a challenge, the love of God will come in there and show you mercy and bring you salvation. He will not let you there rotten. No. Hallelujah. And that is what can sometimes hit us as believers. We get scared to think that if I do good against those who are doing me bad, maybe something wrong may happen to me and God may not respond quickly. But Zephaniah says that God will actually respond with good for us. He says that even when we are dead, he will make sure that he will show us some love. Hallelujah. Even in our moment of trespass, he will make sure that his gladness rubs upon us. He will quiet us by his love, so that every situation we are in, it will not cause us to drown. Hallelujah. He will sing loud over you. That is what Zephaniah speaks about. Hallelujah. Amen. God is rich in mercy. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5, says, but God, being rich in mercy because of the great love which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ by grace, which we were all have been saved. So if God is showing us mercy, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5 helps us to know that the God that we serve, he is rich in mercy. And the mercies of God show us great love, even when you and I, we didn't deserve. So if we didn't deserve and yet he showed us his love, then we have to also show love to those who don't deserve.
Mm-hmm.
John 15, verse 3, verse 13 or so, he says that greater love has no one than this, that someone may lay his life down for his friends. How many of you can lay your life down for me? Hey, man of God, you want me to kill myself for you? Hallelujah. How many of us can lay your heart down and your life down for your spouse? I'm prepared to die for you, my dear. I will die for you. I'm ready to die for you. Yes. Somebody did something, and that I don't know whether it was true or not, but I heard it as a story that a woman went home and found out that the husband was in bed with another woman. And she didn't see anything. And then she went out there to sit in the living room watching TV. And the husband knew that the wife is home now. Because when she was getting to the house, there was no sign of her to let anybody know what was happening. But little did she know that something like that was going on. So the story goes that this woman sat in the living room and didn't do anything. And then they don't react. They didn't go out there screaming on top of her voice and boiling the kettle to go and pour upon the two of them in bed. Not picking the gun to shoot them and make sure that the one that did that will not come back to life again to come and snatch her husband. You know, all the things that you can imagine one can do or find an acid from the car battery and come and pour upon them so that when she comes out next time, she'll use that mark acid. Listen, but she stayed quiet and calm and didn't say anything for a couple of days. And the husband came out there and didn't know what to do. And then the man came kneeling down. The woman picked up her stuff, ran out of the house. And the woman asked, oh, are you ready? Are you done? Do you want to have some meal? And then prepared his meal. The guy was scared, thinking that the woman is going to put poison in there. So he was right in the kitchen to make sure that everything was done. Apologized upon apology and all that. And the woman said to him that, listen, I married you and I trust you. And I know that you will not do what will hurt our relationship. So if this is what you are doing to break us apart, then think about it twice. From that time, the life of this man changed and realized his foolishness. And all of a sudden, the relationship between the two began to build up so strong and vibrant.
And I want to talk to this woman now.
And the story goes that the man now had to do everything, like when it comes to Mother's Day, the gift and all that. I even heard that a whole brand new Mercedes was ordered for this woman because of this matter. Brand new Mercedes. Said, please, I'm begging you to. And the woman said, listen, I don't hold any grudge against you, but you think about your actions. People of God, I know that is a bit of a tough one, but we have seen many places that people have been able to stand in there and held their peace in the midst of the storm. That has turned around to be their good. Hallelujah. The Bible says that because God loved us, that is why we also have to love. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because in everything,
Amen.
Everything, we are more than conquerors through him who has loved us. That's what the book of Romans says. Romans chapter 8 said, no. He said, no. In all these things, we are. Romans chapter 8, verse 37 or so, verse 37. Said, no. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers or height or depth. We've talked about the depth and the life and height, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love
of God.
So when the love of God is found in you, there is nothing in this life that can actually determine how far you can go.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Some of us couldn't have pass the test of love. Some of us, we couldn't. Some of us, we couldn't. But God, with his infinite mercy, has helped us. And I pray that this morning, may the Lord help us. Those of you listening to me on Radio 96, you are listening to me. I know you are listening. And you are saying, oh, so this one is hard. Oh, this one is hard. I know, my dear. It is hard. But we will find how we can get this kind of love to work in us. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We'll find how to demonstrate that kind of love, because that is the way that we can do it. If not, I can bet you for sure that you will find the next minute after the service, when somebody comes to knock on your door with some kind of service that you don't like. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 says that, dear friends, let us love one another. I want to show us how it is done. So let us love one another. Amen. For love comes from God the Father. And everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. 1 John 4, verse 7. Everyone that loves has been born of God and knows God. So for me to be able to show the love of God, it means that I have to be born of God and have the knowledge of this God we are talking about. And when the knowledge of God that shines broad in our heart begins to work for us, by the grace of God, I can also show the same love to others. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verse 5, yes. And hope does not disappoint us to shame, because God loves us. And it's because God, it says, God's love has been poured out into our heart through the Spirit of God. So for one to obtain the ability to overcome the challenge of love is to be able to allow His Holy Spirit to pour inside of your heart the love of God. The Bible continues by saying that who has been given to us. So the Holy Spirit is our help, our helping hand that helps us to be able to show or demonstrate the love of God to others.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. And so we know and rely on the love of God for us, that God is love, and whatever lives, and whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. I'll take that scripture again. Say, and so we know and rely on the love God, and rely on the love of God. God is love, and whoever lives in love lives in God, and God also lives in them.
Amen.
Will always speak out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Always speak out and seek for the love of God. He said it in Psalm 36, verse 7. He says that how priceless is your unfailing love, O God. How priceless is your unfailing love, O God. He said, people even take refuge in the shadow of your wings. I didn't know that God is a bird. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The people take shadow or refuge in the shadow of your wings. Hallelujah. There were some points in his life that he needed the love of God. So he said, Lord, Psalm 109, verse 26, he said, Lord, help me. Help me. You are the Lord God of my salvation. Save me according to your unfailing love, which means that he didn't deserve salvation. But the love of God, which transcends beyond our weakness, began to speak for him. And he relied on that, not on his ability, because his ability would have failed him. Yes. So he says, help me, Lord. You are my God. Save me according to your unfailing love. I pray that this will be our conversation and our message every time. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
We will begin to demonstrate and let the love of God shine broader in our hearts in the name of Jesus Christ, because the Bible has said so. Amen. Said, but God demonstrated his love for us even whilst we were still sinners. We have already quoted that scripture in Romans chapter 5, verse 8. People of God, the love of God in our heart is very important. We need to walk in that dimension of that love, and that will help us to be able to stand. Let me show you how powerful love is. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13:13, it says that hope, and now these three things remain. He's talking about three things. I did my fingers fall. But it's only three. Hallelujah. So let's hear what the book of Corinthians says. So these three things remains, which means that everything else can have a sense of shaking and it can be moved. But these three things do remain. Among the three things which have got the ability to be sustained, so one of them is faith. That's the first thing, the faith. Yes, because people still have got faith in others who are murderers. Yes, was it yesterday or 2 days ago? One guy, one Christian leader passed away in Russia. And interestingly, according to sources, I'm not too sure about, but according to sources, they said that he was poisoned. A couple of times, yes, that has happened to the same guy. Yeah, mm-hmm. And finally he was put in jail for all kinds of reasons and everything, and then eventually he passed away and they buried him, I think was yesterday or on Friday, It was all on the news everywhere. So you can Google it and see it. And yet people still have faith in the system that this brother lived in. Yeah. So faith has got the power of sustenance, even in the midst of things and situations which are not fair. And the next thing is hope. Yeah, hope. I read a book called Man's Search for Meaning a couple of years ago, about 6 or 7 years ago, by Viktor Frankl. And one of the things that kept him alive was hope that there will be a way out one day. And at the time, they were killing all the Jews. And I hope that every man listened to such a book. The man lived on 10 ounces of bread, to a point that some of them will have to live on 10 grams of bread a day. But he kept hope alive. And he said that those that were with him in a concentration camp that didn't have any sense of hope, all of a sudden they started dying, and some of them will actually be carried away and they will be killed and all kinds of stuff. And people were dying all over around him and stuff like that. But he kept hope alive. And he believed that one day salvation will come for him. He didn't know how it was going to come, but he kept on believing that one thing will happen. So hope, even in the midst of destitution, there is still hope. The glimmer of hope can still remain.
Amen.
And the last one is love. That the Bible says that, and now these three things remain: hope, faith, and the last one is love. So, but these three of them, the three of them, the greatest of the three of them is love. The greatest of these three is love. Hallelujah. The Bible says that whilst we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God sent his only begotten son. 1 John 4 verse 9 to 10. That this is how God showed his love among us. That he sent his only son into the world that we might live through him. Which means that we were dead already, but he sent his son so that me and you, we can have life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Bible says, the Bible commands you and I, according to 1 John chapter 4, verse 7, say, my beloved, let us love one another. Hallelujah. Let us love one another. Let us find in our heart to express the love of God to one another. Let us not go out there and behave the way the world behaves. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says anyone who does not love does not know God. 1 John 4, 8, it says that anyone who doesn't love doesn't know God, because God is love. Amen. Let's make sure that wherever we are, we have to stay on stronger and let love prevail in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. There's a scripture, Deuteronomy chapter 7, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. The Bible says that therefore know that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments. So if you're one of the people that has been able to build up the fortification of love, the word of the Lord says that you have to also exemplify love, and let us walk with God in love. And the Bible says that whoever walk with God in love, the covenant of love covers you for 1,000 generations of your life. Yes, the covenant of love covers you for 1,000 generations of love. People of God, the Bible says that there is no fear in love. Oh, yes, there is no fear in love. That's one of the things that the enemy uses. That's one of the weapons that wages war against the spirit of love in us. Fear. Fear. Satan thinks that if he lets you go, you'll be able to enjoy your life. And so he puts a sense of fear in you so that you don't demonstrate what is called love. So the Bible says in 1 John 1:18 that there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives away what is called fear. Hallelujah. Because fear has to do with punishment. That's true. Fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. So please, family, we have to know that God loves us and he wants us to love the world, love one another, love each other. Amen. Because that is what Jesus Christ demonstrated to us. If we can trust God, it means that we have to trust his love also. Amen. Because the Bible says that he knows the plans that he has for us, a plan to prosper us but not to harm us, a plan to give us hope and a future. Hallelujah. That's the Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. So people of God, it's always important to walk in the mindset knowing that the Lord has given me the command to love, and therefore I will love no matter what. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I hope this message speaks a lot, a lot of volumes to you.
Amen.
I pray that God helps us in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Have been able to connect with the book of Hebrews. How many of you have started the book of Hebrews? Today is the third day of the month, and we have begun reading the book of Hebrews. Hallelujah. Last night, I had to force and finish listening to it. Yes. Yeah. And it helps me to listen to it. And it would be good if you can spend the time to sit down and read about the book of Hebrews, because it's one of the most powerful books that can energize your faith and to build you back up in the third quarter of the year, in the first quarter of the year. Hallelujah. Because a lot of things are going on around us, and the devil wants to cheapen to make the Christian walk cheap, to make it feel that anybody, any Tom, Dick, and Harry can actually get themselves also the Christian title. But no, but we need the faith of our God. We need the confidence in our God. And all these things can be built in us from the book of Hebrews. So the Lord has given us the opportunity to study the book of Hebrews, read through it. Hallelujah. It's not a lot of scriptures anyway. It's not a lot of scriptures. So please make sure that you give yourself the opportunity to read the book of Hebrews. And when we are done, then we have to get it done by 15th of this month. And then we can go into something else. Maybe if we have to do quiz and stuff like that, by God, we can do that.
Hey.
I love the quiz, you know? Yeah, I love the quiz. Hebrews chapter 1. Who can give me the first? Anyway, you can read, you can Google it. Hebrews chapter 1, what is there?
Hebrews chapter 1,
verse 1. What is that? Let's read it. Who can help us read the book? Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. Hebrews. Somebody help me out. Come on. Somebody help me out. Don't leave me alone here. Hebrews chapter 1. Amen.
Hebrews chapter 1.
Who can help me with Hebrews chapter 1? Nobody knows Hebrews. I say you can Google it. Nobody's helping me to read Hebrews chapter 1. You see, everybody is scared. Hallelujah. Amen. Please. Is somebody reading?
Yeah, Rev, I can read it.
Yes, yes, go ahead, please.
Okay, so.
So in the past, I think the NIV will start with, in the past, God spoke to us, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. Other scriptures will say that God spoke to us in time past in three ways and all that.
Yeah.
King James says, God, who is sundry time, and in divine manners spoke in the time past unto the fathers by the prophets.
Yes. And there is the reason why I wanted us to read that is this, that I'm praying that God will begin to speak to us so clear that this year, everything to happen to you, you see it way in advance. Either to pray about it, or to speed it up for it to come to pass.
Amen.
Do you understand? that the Bible says that God in time past spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these days, verse 2, he has spoken to us by his son, whom he had appointed heir or the leader or the son, the head of the sons of all things, and through whom also he made the universe, which means that God is speaking to us through Jesus Christ. And I'm praying that by the grace of God, the Lord will speak to you this year, whatever you need to obtain. So if there is an attack, may the Lord speak to you in advance to know so that you can plan your life properly. If there is any kind of good thing that is coming, may the Lord reveal to you in advance so that you can pray about it quickly. If there is any breakthroughs coming to you, you will begin to stay on your ground and begin to declare that the breakthroughs will come and will speak volumes for you in the name of Jesus Christ. That God will minister to you just as he used to minister to our fathers by prophets. Hallelujah. So that there will not be even too much need for you to require a prophet's help. Yeah. That we don't have to worry ourselves about, oh, man of God, what is God saying? Hey, just in case they are lying, you know, you don't want to waste your time on them. But God speaks to you directly and helps you to understand in the name of Jesus. That the Son is the radiance of the Father's glory, an exact representation of the Father. So please, let's make sure that this month of March, we study the book of Hebrews. Hallelujah. The book of Hebrews. Everybody, please, you'll be reading it. We thank God for those who finished Matthew. Well done. Well done. I'll clap for you. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you. Everywhere that your eyes set on it, may the Spirit of God register it at the back of your mind and in your spirit. That every time and any moment that is of a need, may the Lord bring it back to pass in your mind. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. If we have nothing in there, the moment that the Spirit of God will have to do anything, he will have nothing to bring it back to pass. Do you understand? The Bible says that he shall be our rememberer. He will cause us to remember. So you can only remember what you have or what you know. If you don't know anything in there, he will not help you to remember anything. So please, I'm begging you, study the book of Hebrews this month of March. God bless you so much. And thank you for hearing us today. Bye-bye.